Now, our second scripture reading, we're going to be back in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And we're going to continue our discussion about faith. But before we get into the scripture, if you still have your hymnals handy, I'd like you to look at the anthem we just sung, number 428, and the final verse. The very first line has an amazing phrase here. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight. And we walk through this world not knowing what's ahead of us, but our faith being the foundation is our sight. And it is well with our souls. I just thought that was an amazing line. So in Hebrews chapter 11, if you'd like to follow along in your pew Bibles, that's going to be page 1169, Hebrews chapter 11, starting in verse 29. I'm going to go through chapter 12, verse 2. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in the battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they may gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, last week we talked about faith as our foundation, and about the faith of Abraham, how without any evidence, only the presence of the Almighty, he left everything and followed God. Then looking at our own lives and the mountain of evidence we have that God is good, loving, and faithful, how much more should we, by faith, step out and follow where he leads? So this week in Hebrews, the author dives deeper into the history of Israel And the people who followed in faith when it made no sense to do so, and even when they received no reward for doing so. Now, I heard this funny story once. Some of you may have heard it. There was this guy who strung up a string across a canyon, and he was a tightrope walker. And a crowd had gathered to see this spectacle, and he says, "Who here thinks that I can walk across this rope?" Maybe half of them raised their hand. Well, he does his tightrope walk, goes out, comes back, and then he says, "Now, who thinks that I can do it blindfolded?" A couple more raise their hand, like, "Hey, he's got some good talent. I think he can do it again." So puts on the blindfold, walks across, walks back, and then he brings out a wheelbarrow, and he says, "Who thinks I can push this wheelbarrow across this rope and come back?" Well, they've all seen him do it now several times. One guy says, "Yeah, sure, you can do it. I trust you. You want to get in?" Then he didn't get in. It's kind of funny when we talk about faith, we can see something and trust that it's there, but when it's that time to actually step out, sometimes we falter, like, "I don't know." And how many times has God worked in your life and he's shown you that he can do it over and over again, but we still don't want to get in the wheelbarrow and to cross the canyon with God? We know we can do it. As we look at these different scenarios that the author here points out, we have the story about the Israelites passing through the Red Sea by faith. They see this wall of water, and they have faith in God that they can walk through on dry land and not die. And they get to Jericho, where God says, "I'm going to deliver this town to you. You're going to walk around Jericho for 7 days. On the seventh day, you're going to blow the horns, and it's going to fall." And they have faith to follow along. Now, some of us in here have some military background, and how much sense does that make in a military sense of, okay, here's the fortress, here's the plan to take it down. We're going to walk around it, blow our trumpets at it. Let's go. Well, we get crickets in a modern sense of a general in the military would say that in today's terms. But they had seen God work time and time again through the wilderness as they trusted God through the wilderness. So when God said, "Walk around the city, and on the seventh day, blow the horns, I will drop the walls," they knew he could do it. They had faith in God, and God did it. And as the author of Hebrews says, "And what more shall I say? I don't have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, all the prophets. I don't have time to go through all the things that God has done through people in Scripture, but they had faith to follow." But as we look at the Scriptures, we can start to think, how can we relate? How can we relate to the great names of the Bible? Abraham, Moses, Joshua, and King David. How can we relate? Well, all those greats in the Bible, the greats of the Bible, we think we can't measure up, do as much as they did. Guess what? They were broken sinners too. Just like you. Just like every one of us is fallen. As Paul tells us in Romans 3:23, that we've all fallen short of the glory of God. But it's by grace through faith that we are saved. It was not their power. It was not their strength. It was not their wisdom. It was God's. And God continues today and forevermore. He continues in laying out his plan, building up his church, building the body of Christ. Not building up a group of people who can go out and do things on their own. Building up the body of Christ through the Holy Spirit. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. I saw this cool little video this past week. There was a skating race, and it was like 10 teenagers that were doing this skating race. And as soon as the gun went off, there was this one little girl who spun out right at the beginning of the race. Everyone else, they headed on. You know, she could have sat down. I'm not gonna catch them. Man, how could I possibly do that? But she got up immediately and started skating for all her worth. And it was a longer race, so it was like 10 laps. And she just skated for all she's worth. First lap, goes up a little bit. Second lap, she's catching. Third lap, she's on the heels. By the sixth lap, she was in the lead and won the race. It's not about how you fall down. It's about who you trust to pick you back up and to win the race. Now, if we take that metaphor to your lives in Christ, we're gonna fall. We're gonna sin. We're gonna mess up. Because we like to do things in our own power, right? But when we have faith in God and we focus on Jesus Christ, we get back up and we run that race with perseverance and endurance. With perseverance, we run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Here's the important part. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. It's not your own willpower that gives you faith. The author and perfecter of your faith is Jesus Christ. So when you look at what's before you, what God calls you to do, you focus on Jesus, because he is the author and perfecter of your faith, no matter what he calls you to. Let's keep that in mind as we go throughout our week. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for your wonderful faithfulness, for guiding us through every obstacle, every trial, whether we fall or we succeed. Lord, it is you who's by our side to pick us up and to receive the glory. Father God, help us to hear you. Help us to be a part of the body of Christ, to know your will and your ways, so that we can say, yes, Lord, I will go. Father, help us hear you through the Holy Spirit and perfect our faith that you have given us. It's in Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen.